Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and Happy New Year, and welcome to the 2022 edition of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Mark Sorianis. I'm your host. I'm a third Dan Black Belt, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. Wow, 2022 is here already. I am recording this actually on New Year's Day. This episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline are your online sportsbook experts. Head over to BetOnline for your welcome deposit. That's betonline.ag. We are really heating up. Football is down, coming down to the wire. We're going to be, we're starting to get those playoff spots and playoff berths locked up, as well as so many other things. Winter Olympics is coming. Basketball, baseball going to be around the corner. Hockey's in full bloom. So check it out at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. We have an interesting time. Internationally, domestically and internationally, the Omicron variant of the COVID virus is in full bloom. How that will affect Taekwondo and Taekwondo classes and Taekwondo tournaments, we are yet to see. It seems like this variant is weaker, and while it is more contagious, it does seem that we are better prepared to deal with it. And there is all indications that no one wants more shutdowns. So we may be relegated to more virtual classes and more online tournaments, but I think that will be a mix of protocols. But we shall see, and hopefully things will look up in 2022. 2022 marks the 50th anniversary of the Kukkiwon, and we replayed this week our Kukkiwon episode explaining to people what the Kukkiwon is and the history of the Kukkiwon. That was one that we did during the pandemic. I think it was almost a little more than a year ago, actually, that we posted that episode, but we reposted it. The new president of the Kukkiwon has already started with 50-year celebration. The actual 50th anniversary will come in November, but a new logo, which is really kind of cool. It says 50th Kukkiwon, and it incorporates all of the color belts in the logo. So it's very nice. I look forward to more from that this year, as well as the Kukkiwon's new self-defense curriculum, which is supposed to be circulated to Kukkiwon dojangs throughout the world. Today, I wanted to talk to you a little bit in this short episode about, as we are in January, people talk about New Year's resolutions and goals, and we talk about it in Taekwondo on an ongoing basis. But I just wanted to remind people, give them a little refresher on achievable goal setting. And remember that we always say that a goal that doesn't have a date is just a dream, right? So you got to set a date for your goal. You have to have a plan. You should have a coach. There's steps. There's tons of material, tons of source material that you can read about achieving goals and attainable goal setting. One of the things I wanted to remind people of, and so I've been talking about it probably for the last month leading up to this, is that there's two different types of goals. Coach, freestyle, Pumse athlete, medalist, and coach, AJ Munoz talked about this a lot in the seminar I took with her, which is the difference between achievement goals and performance goals. And I think that it's important to understand that we should have both in our life and in our training. She talks about your achievement goal being, if I'm going to go to a tournament, I want to get a bronze medal this time. I want to get a silver medal this time. I want to get a gold medal this time. And those are things that you can plan for, and those are important. And those goals become defining for us. But performance goals are a little bit probably more subtle, but they're more impactful. And that is, they're not necessarily tied into a specific event, but tied into achieving a certain amount of progress. So I want to go to a Pumse tournament, and I want to get a bronze medal this time because I've never gotten a medal before. That's my achievement goal. But what's my performance goal? My performance goal is that I want to work on improving my front stance. Okay, so that goal is something that stays with me beyond that tournament, right? My improved front stance, if I really work at it and I really get to that performance goal, I can use that again and again. And now it becomes another tool in my arsenal, right? So once I get my front stance good, now I'm going to say I want to work on making sure that my hand positioning is better on my Pumse. That's another performance goal. You put those performance goals together and they're going to do what? They're going to help you to get to that achievement goal, right? Because if I've never gotten a bronze medal, maybe there's some fundamental issues that I'm not dealing with. By saying I want to get that bronze medal, that's a goal, but it doesn't have those fundamental characteristics that tell me how to improve myself and make it sustainable. It's the performance goals that do that. So keep in mind, achievement goals are great. Achievement goals inspire us. They elevate us. They keep us going. But performance goals help to build our strong foundations for sustainability. So I think that that's really, really important. The other aspect, things I've read about, this is not something from the page of AJ Munoz, but it's something that I've been reading about, which is really important, is learning to deal with goal achievement. And one of the things that especially highly successful people and people that are very, very driven, we get fixated on a goal. If my goal is, we had Jason Aptekar here on the program talking about running the New York City Marathon. If his achievement goal, if he spends an entire year focusing on trying to run the New York City Marathon, when that goal is accomplished, he may feel the joy of having accomplished a goal. But now, does his life have no definition and no purpose to some degree in his mind because he hasn't learned to live his life or adjusted to living his life in his new goal state, right? So his life was so fixated and so focused on that goal of running the marathon that, and I'm using him as an example just for illustration because people are familiar with him and he's a bright guy, but if he hasn't now turned around and figured out what to do once he's achieved that goal, then he may fall into a state of depression. He may fall into a state of confusion. So there's a couple of things that we can do to avoid that. Number one is to have multiple goals. Okay, so this year I want to run the New York City Marathon and I want to achieve my fourth Don and I want to improve my front stance. So you have multiple goals going so that one isn't become your defining goal. But number two is to start to think about what will I do when I win the New York City Marathon or run the New York City Marathon? Okay. What will be my next goal? Okay. I did that. I'm going to celebrate it. I'm now going to turn around and think about my life after that. So now I'm going to go from being a person who ran it for the first time to running it a second time and getting a better score. I think you can sort of see where I'm going with this. And it's about not necessarily taking one goal, making your life defined by that one goal, and then making your life seemingly have no purpose when that goal is either accomplished or in the event that goal is missed. Sometimes if the goal is missed, then we need to set a more realistic goal. My goal is, from an achievement standpoint, to get a silver medal in my next tournament, but I've never even gotten a bronze medal. I go to the tournament and I don't get any medal. Maybe that goal was a little bit too high at that time. Yes, eventually I want to get that silver, but for the next tournament, I want to get a bronze because it's maybe more attainable for me. Then I set, once I get that bronze, the next goal is in the next tournament or the next two tournaments to get a silver medal. So by creating this perpetual state of new goals, we keep ourselves from becoming listless, without focus, without goals, and without progression. So that's really basically all I wanted to talk about. I know this time of year, January, we all reset our goals. I think it's good to think about those things. I'd love to hear what your goals are. I'd love for you to get in touch with me. Tell me your goals as they relate to Taekwondo and beyond. I want to thank everybody for all your support in 2021. I know it was a challenging year. But for our purposes, we really, really grew and succeeded. We had some great guests, some great programs, some great magazines, and our international growth was just literally geometric. We continue to double our listenership and viewership on a yearly basis. So with that being said, my name is Mark Sirianis. I'm your host. This episode has been brought to you and presented to you by BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. I'm wishing you a happy, healthy, and successful 2022 and beyond.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.